Hachette Audio presents High Heat, written by Richard Castle, read by Robert Petkoff. To KB, for always and more. 1. Reykjavik. The mere word sent shivers of ecstasy down Nikki Heat's spine. Reykjavik. It was like a sumptuous gourmet meal, a fragrant bubble bath, and a shot of top-shelf tequila, joined in a way that the delights of each amplified the others. Reykjavik. Say it loud and there's music playing. Say it soft and... Well, there was more loud than soft when it came to the very best parts of Reykjavik. Yes, Reykjavik. To the uninformed, which included the entire world's population save for one incredible man, it was the capital and main fishing port of the island nation of Iceland, a lonely chunk of volcanic rock in the North Atlantic just south of the Arctic Circle. To Heat, it was something else entirely, something far less lonely and far more inviting. Reykjavik was what her husband, the ruggedly handsome and world-famous magazine writer Jameson Rook, called where he had taken her on their honeymoon. He had chosen the name in the same spirit as the island's original Norse settlers, who dubbed their green, temperate new home Snøland, literally Snowland, to deter Viking pillagers. Rook wasn't looking to throw off the Vikings, of course. He was more concerned with Us Weekly and the gossip column of the New York Ledger, publications whose journalistic sensibilities often brought to mind plundering seafaring warriors. To be clear, Reykjavik wasn't really...